Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hello, and welcome back to the Lenten Path podcast. This is Mary Beatty. Today we will focus on surrendering and letting go of what weighs us down and turning our hearts more fully to God. Today I want to reflect on surrendering one of the most persistent burdens we carry, which is worry. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, St. Paul gives us this powerful encouragement. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Worry is something we all struggle with. It sneaks into our thoughts when we lie awake at night. It grips our hearts when the future feels uncertain. We worry about our families, our jobs, our health, our relationships, the things we said, the things we left unsaid, all the things within our control, and the things far beyond it. But notice that Paul doesn't just say, don't worry. He gives us an alternative. Bring everything to God in prayer. Worry drains us, but prayer fills us. Worry keeps us trapped in fear, but surrendering our anxieties to God opens the door to peace. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 27, Jesus asks, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? We know the answer. Worry changes nothing. But when we bring our worries to God, something miraculous happens. His peace replaces our anxiety. Now, this peace is not the kind the world gives. It is a supernatural peace, a confidence that God is in control, even when we don't understand how or why. So this week, I challenge each of us to actively surrender our worries to God by practicing these three steps. The first thing is to identify what's weighing on your heart. Take time to recognize what anxieties are stealing your peace and write them down and make a list. When I do this maybe every month or every few months, and I call it my litany of worries, and I will pray through this litany of worries every day. So I write down all the things that are worrying me with my children, with my job, with my relationships, with my family, whatever it may be. Write it all down. After you write down your worries, I want you to turn that worry into prayer. Instead of letting your mind spiral with anxious thoughts, pause and bring each one to God, saying, Lord, I surrender this to you. Help me trust you with it. So after you've identified your worries, after you've offered it in prayer, then I want you to replace your worry with gratitude. St. Paul reminds us to pray with thanksgiving. When we focus on God's past faithfulness, it strengthens our trust in him for the future. Make sure you return to your litany of worries often and pray through them. See how the Lord has answered your prayers. I know for me, I often look back at my litany of worry from a year ago, and I just see how the Lord has worked and has answered each and every one of those prayers and petitions in his own way. So it's beautiful to look back with gratitude. So surrendering our worries is not about pretending our problems don't exist. It's about shifting our focus from our struggles to God's strength. This Lent, let's take every anxious thought captive and place it in the hands of the one who holds all things together. So let us close in prayer. Lord, we surrender our worries to you today. Teach us to trust you in every situation, to bring our concerns to you in prayer, and to rest in the peace that only you can give. Guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, and help us walk in faith, not fear. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.